If you would ask Pickaway County farmer and Farm Bureau member Scott Metzger to sum up the 2024 growing season in one word,
disastrous.
Despite USDA's predictions for record corn and soybean yields for Ohio, the story is just the opposite for Metzger's part of the state.
This year, I would say probably 120 to 130 bushel, maybe some that's 140, but there'll be areas in the county that will be well under 100 on some of the gravel ground.
The dramatically lower yields Metzger and fellow area farmers are soon to come to terms with are the result of a drastic shortfall in precipitation.
I'd say we're probably in that 7 to 10 inches behind.
Beans aren't faring much better, with yield outlooks coming in anywhere from 30 to 35 bushels per acre. Thankfully, safety net and crop insurance programs offered by the Farm Bill are made for seasons like this. The current Farm Bill is an extension of the 2018 Farm Law that would have expired last year. That extension is only good until the end of September. Jack Irvin, Vice President of Public Policy for Ohio Farm Bureau, says there's been some progress on a new Farm Bill, but that process has a long way to go.
I like to be optimistic, but I'm not going to lie and say we do not have a big hill to climb. I think there's a lot of unknowns of who's going to control the U.S. House, who's going to control the U.S. Senate, and who's going to control the presidency. So I think with all those three kind of areas in play, it definitely seems like there's been somewhat of a pause button hit.
Irvin lists some of the priority policies of the Farm Bill from a Farm Bureau standpoint.
Number one is protect crop insurance. That is a public-private partnership where the government helps offset some of the risk and the farmers have to pay. Just like your car insurance program, you have to buy into the policy and help supply some semblance of risk management and coverage when we have some bad years like this.
For Metzger, if it weren't for the Farm Bill,
we have crop insurance. We couldn't farm without it.
You can watch the full-length video of a disastrous Ohio crop emphasizing the need for a Farm Bill at OhioFarmBureau.org. I'm Ty Higgins reporting.